The rise of the drones in 2021. It all starts with them enabling dark mode. And just before we do that, let's have a special moment for our sponsors. On the last Monday of 2020, the FAA dropped a buzzer beater by issuing two much-anticipated final rules that will clear the way for drone deliveries. These new rules make way for the further integration of drones into our airspace by addressing safety and security concerns, said the FAA Administrator Steve Dickinson. So let's talk about the tech side of this, right? The new rules is pretty much the remote ID, right? Which is really just a digital license plate system. It'll require the drone to broadcast their location and the pilot's whereabout via radio signal. Cool. We get a whole tracking identification enablement system there. Great. And that allows that integration with the FAA so they can keep a track of it and they can keep track of all the things that are moving around, just like they kind of do with planes. Makes sense. That works. Now, the second thing that they did, which is quite interesting because they kind of have some little caveats here that really work for them. The drone dark mode, which is really just night flight. And with that tagged in is the remotely piloted operation in much more populated areas. Now, that does come with the caveats, as I said. For example, the hardware department, you'll need anti-collision lights to fly at night. Very similar to how bikes work, right? You need kind of some lights because you need some work in the system of that and kind of how like planes work. And secondly, no exposed rotors to fly over the people and cars. Now, this will go into effect 60 days following their publication in the Federal Registration in January of 2021, which happened this first week of January. And at that point, drone makers now pretty much have 18 months to start manufacturing their craft equipment with remote identification capabilities. Looking ahead from a technology perspective, commercial usage really just means more consumer-driven services and features. Think about it. The military market isn't going to drive it. The consumer market isn't going to drive it forward. It's going to be the commercial market. First thing that comes to mind that I think that would be a great use case for drones would be 3D mapping. Drones can execute 3D mapping, survey sites, take photos, you know, create maps, kind of put things together. It's pretty good, right? Because they provide that third eye, that bird's eye view, right? Which is really just mapped out areas in more efficient ways. Now, some of the things that they're already doing, right? It's shaping operations of construction, agricultural, just mining companies, you name it, right? Farmers can get a clear idea of what their crops look like, which can help them make data-driven decisions to increase the yield, right? They can, instead of just driving out there, following it, manually reducting it in poor weathers, causing more additional variables and conditions. I mean, it's just like a whole nine yards that you have to worry about, right? Why not just fly your drone out there and just kind of see how your plant is doing on the acre side of the thing, right? I mean, I'm not a farmer. I have no idea about farming, I'll be honest with you. But it just kind of makes sense from a data-driven perspective. It just allows you to make better decisions, right? I mean, that's just the farming agriculture side, right? Farmers, you know, not what you view in a traditional guy in the field with a pitchfork and hoe. They're business managers of a complex operation. So they have to think about their investment that they're working on, which is their land, right? So, I mean, and that's just one use case. The second one of the 3D mapping that comes to mind, construction, right? Where it's like really they can just awkwardly kind of manage it, monitor over time, share these insights over the cloud. It's just remote. I mean, data gathering is much more accurate, reasonable. It's just more feasible now, right? So all of these things kind of put together allow 3D mapping to be a great use case for the commercial side of things. Now, I think another thing, which is very obvious, right? Like delivery. I mean, that's going to be huge, right? You can name it. Amazon's just going to be great at it. Amazon Prime Air, which is already, you know, it's already got its own thing. It's already got things set up. It's right? The e-commerce giant is ready for it. And it's actually publicizing it, that its grand plan of delivery in just under 30 minutes, right? By utilizing drones. And the project is called Amazon Prime Air, so it provides autonomous delivery. I think that, you know, that is a great opportunity for many other delivery systems that can place into play. There's a Silicon Valley startup, right, called Zipline, and they deliver blood and vaccine supplies to African countries lacking that infrastructure. So those types of systems can also be used here, especially with the rise of COVID-19. We just kind of had a uptick of just that usage where we call it contactless technology. And we'll talk more about that later. Number three that comes to mind of a use case that I think that would be great would be inspections, right? This is difficult to reach areas, certain altitudes, contaminated environments, such as that, right? With telecommunication, right? Tower inspections. That's a prime example where a drone can be implemented monitoring activities at a fractional of the traditional cost and time. That's just so much more feasible, right? You can see the aerial analysis of a building, right? Such as pipelines, solar panels, electrical electrical kits, offshore platforms, going out into the water area where you have remote locations, right? So all of that can be really big. And then that data can be hugely used by these insurance companies, or even such as insurance companies using these drones to obtain analysis and understanding of the natural disasters that have occurred, right? So becoming more of an accurate, efficient method for determining cause, liability, responsibility, you know, the whole total damage, everything just kind of broken down for it. And it's much easier for them to be able to do that. I think another use case is going to be pretty big: data transmission. Drones can amplify internet network signals and access remote locations such as deserts or sprawling areas in Africa or Asia, but just kind of allow really just everywhere to have internet, right? Like, for example, Project Loon, it was a really big project that which really just aimed to provide internet for all global citizens. And that was the biggest thing about it. And last but not least, video collection, right? With video collection, drones can be used for security, patrolling, just kind of that whole nine yards, and just allow you to quickly respond, react, and be a little bit more proactive, especially in critical situations, and eliminate the risk of human exposure, especially in dangerous situations, whether it be COVID-19, viral related, or even just security threats that may happen, right? It's much more able to provide you a cinematic production, right? At such a high quality, at lower cost than really helicopters and other transportation methods. Okay, let's talk business now. So why does all of this matter, right? These companies have 18 months to really start manufacturing their equipment with remote identification capabilities. Within those 18 months, majority of these companies are already far ahead, right? Like the big ballers in the names, you got Amazon specifically, let's just take that one for example, which is the biggest example. They're ready to go. They're going to start tomorrow. They don't need an 18-month ramp-up boot. They're going to be ready to go because this rule allows them to, all right? They're just going to need their equipment to meet that need of lights, and I believe they already have them. So it's going to make moves fast, this drone capability that just changed up the game, all right? Second thing here, the new administration coming in, Biden's administration is really drone friendly. I mean, all of them are. The board of directors, a part of some of these, are a part of the drone companies that are going to be SPAC acquisition really, really friendly. I mean, I just think that it's just going to make a big change with this new administration coming in being drone friendly. Number three I got here is investments are driven by smart VCs and main corporate ventures. What that really does is allow for M&A and consolidation, because you're really just going to have the big ballers come in, the big guys come in, they're going to fall for it, they're going to take the biggest market share and allow that full solution to be built, right? I think that's what's going to be the biggest key factor there, is that they're going to allow a full dedicated solution, because it's quicker to market, right? Just by buying out one of these companies and then producing some sprinkle on top by having algorithm-driven autonomous drones, right? Those would be the game changers right there. So I think that's what this is going to be really big changing on. I think a few stocks to watch out for, obviously, are going to be Arrow Vernon, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Amazon, Parrot, Northrop Grumman, right? Umbrella and Nvidia, right? These are technology companies that are going to be impacted by it. So I think those are going to look for as well. But I think the two biggest ones that I'm going to call out to look for is Parrot, right? PAOTF, right? Stock ticker. I think this one's going to be a good one, and a much more reasonable cost one is Plymouth Rock Technologies. It's a Canadian company that is made in the US, so it has a little bit of a different vibe to it, right? They stock ticker is PLRTF, right? So these two are going to be the ones, two stocks to look out for. I think with Biden's administration coming in the next week, it's going to be quite a change. From a technology-driven perspective, I think drones are really going to take it here. And that's something to kind of look forward to. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is drones are not just a fad. They're here to stay, and they'll soon become mainstream. Amazon Prime is just right around the corner. This new FAA rule is going to allow drone delivery to be a thing, and plus so much more. Yay! And that's all that we have for today, folks, on Rethink Tech, where we provide you your daily dose of what's up in new emerging technology. Please leave some comments if you're listening to this on Anchor FM. Would love to have your question comments on the next episode. We're going to be taking a deeper dive into technology and humans, so please like, share, subscribe. Peace.